Why did Jesus Christ institute the Holy Eucharist?
Jesus Christ instituted the Holy Eucharist, 1. To unite us to Himself and to prove His love for us. 2. To increase grace in our soul and to strengthen us against evil. 3. To give us a pledge of eternal life and of a glorious resurrection.
How are we united to Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist?
We are united to Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist by means of Holy Communion.
What is Holy Communion?
Holy Communion is receiving the body and blood of Jesus Christ, present in the Sacred Host.
What is necessary to make a good communion?
To make a good communion, we must be in the state of grace and have a right intention.
Does the person who receives communion in the state of mortal sin receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ?
The person who receives communion in the state of mortal sin receives the body and blood of Jesus Christ, but he does not receive grace. Moreover, he commits a great sacrilege.
Does it suffice to be free from mortal sin to receive in abundance the graces of Holy Communion?
No, it does not suffice to be free from mortal sin to receive in abundance the graces of Holy Communion. We must also be free from all attachment to venial sin, and make acts of lively faith, firm hope, and ardent charity.
What fast is necessary for Holy Communion?
The fast necessary for Holy Communion consists in abstaining from eating or drinking anything, except water, for 1 hour. The sick and the elderly are dispensed from this fast.
When are we obliged to receive communion?
We are obliged to receive communion during Easter time and when we are in danger of death.
Is it good to receive Holy Communion often?
Yes, it is good, and even necessary, to receive Holy Communion often, because it increases grace in us and strengthens us against evil.
What should we do after communion?
After communion, we should spend some time adoring and thanking our Lord, and asking Him for the graces we need.